Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Bill, can you give us the scores?
Box and Faith each have 3. Luke has 2.
Luke, you are in third place, so you're up first. Fill in the blank. On a vote of 56-43, Rex Tillerson was confirmed as blank on Wednesday.
Secretary of State.
Right. On Thursday, the British Parliament approved the first steps of the blank.
Brexit.
Right. On Wednesday, President Trump announced that Neil Gorsuch was his nominee for the blank.
Supreme Court.
Right. An Oklahoma man is being charged with DUI after nearly running over people who were blanking.
Playing nude volleyball.
Filming a DUI awareness ad. After 2 weeks, zookeepers in Virginia say they're still searching for an escaped blank.
Red Panda?
Right. This week, it was announced that Chance the Rapper, John Legend, and Daft Punk would perform at the Blank Awards.
Grammy Awards.
Right. A Nebraska state senator is calling for a change to the design of the state flag after blank.
After they figured out that it was a terrible flag.
Well, no, they decided they should probably change it after it was flown upside down over the state capitol for 10 days and no one noticed.
That is a terrible flag.
That's a bad flag. For those who don't know, Nebraska's flag features the state seal over a blue background. It's pretty bland. A state senator is now calling for it to be redesigned. The senator hopes Nebraska can just revert to its original flag back when it was a territory, a white field with just the letters this side up. Bill, how did Luke do in our quiz?
Pretty good. 5 right, 10 more points, total of 12 in the lead.
Okay, we flipped a coin. Roxanne has elected to go last. That means, Faith, you are up next. Fill in the blank. This week, Antonio Guterres, the new Secretary General of the blank, condemned President Trump's immigration ban.
The UN.
Yes. Following a 2-day meeting, the Federal Reserve left blanks unchanged.
The interest rate.
Right. This week, the blanks announced they would allow transgender boys to join their organization.
Boy Scouts.
Yes, after receiving a 911 call from a man complaining that he was just too high, police in Ohio entered his apartment and found blank.
That he was hanging off the ceiling.
No, a man lying on the floor surrounded by Doritos. On Thursday, Punxsutawney Phil blanked, predicting 6 more weeks of winter.
Saw his show.
Yes. This week, French officials announced a ban on free blank.
On free speech?
Free soda refills. Even worse, really. Just in time for Valentine's Day, a British company is releasing a dating app that matches people based on their blanks.
Oh, what they hate.
Yes! Everybody wants a partner with a sense of humor or taste of adventure, but it's rare when you can find your soulmate who also hates tacos or Downton Abbey. The Hater app says it will help you, quote, meet someone who hates the same stuff as you. Users are encouraged to list everything that makes them mad, from politics to recumbent bike riders to the TED Radio Hour. The app then sorts you into different hate groups until you're finally matched with someone as cruel and bitter as you, and you can look forward to a life spent seething together. Bill, how did Faith do in our quiz?
5 right, 10 more points. She has a total of 13, so she moves into the lead.
Congratulations, Faith. All right. Now we're getting down to it. How many does Roxanne need to win?
5 to tie and 6 to win.
Daunting, Roxanne, but more unlikely things have happened of late. Here we go. This is for the game, fill in the blank. On Monday, Presidential Advisor Blank was given a permanent seat in the National Security Council.
Stephen Bannon.
Right. On Thursday, Israeli officials began clearing Jewish residents out of unauthorized settlements in blank.
On the West Bank.
Right. This week, President Trump signed an executive order demanding that for every new blank imposed on business, 2 existing ones be removed.
Regulations.
Right. In an Instagram post on Wednesday, blank revealed she is pregnant with twins.
Beyonce.
Right. A British man was still required to pay a $200 ticket despite his claim that the only reason he was speeding was blank.
Because everyone else was driving too slow.
Because the wind was pushing him. This week, Roger Federer beat blank to claim his 18th Grand Slam title.
Rafael Nadal.
Right, best known for his roles in The Elephant Man and Alien and The Naked Civil Servant. Actor blank passed away at the age of 77.
And I, Claudius, John Hurt.
Yes. A Girl Scout in New Jersey who was having trouble selling cookies sold thousands after she wrote a letter saying blank.
Saying that she hadn't sold any and she was going to be grounded for a year?
No, she wrote a letter saying that the Toffee-tastic cookies taste like a, quote, bleak, flavorless, gluten-free wasteland. No one was buying Charlotte McCourt's Girl Scout cookies, so her parents suggested she write a letter reviewing each flavor. And because the Girl Scouts had taught her that honesty is a virtue, she told the truth. She praised Thin Mints and Savannah Smiles as delicious, but said the Toffee-tastics were as flavorless as dirt, and gave the Do-Si-Dos a 5 out of 10 for unoriginality and blandness. She ended up selling over 15,000 boxes of cookies and earned her cattiness badge. Bill, did Roxanne do well enough to win?
Well, she got 6 right, 12 more, and that's a 15 and a win.
Congratulations, Roxanne.